episode 1934, Run the Race of Your Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a brand new week, so rise and shine. It's time to run the race of your life. Are you ready to get back in the game? Today is your day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, in life, nothing comes easy. And you've probably had that reminder way too many times over the last month and plus weeks, right? When you know what you want, you have to run the race of your life. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You know, Zig Ziglar said this, "If you do what you need to do when you need to do it, then the day will come when you can do what you want to do when you want to do it." Life takes work. But wouldn't it be nice if life was easy? Some would quickly respond with a resounding, "Yes, sign me up." However, like with anything, something worth having takes work. Have you ever thought if you can run your own race? Did you think about living life as a race? Because you know what? It's your race to run. No one else should run your race. Yet there's a temptation to keep looking over your shoulder. That comparison. Have you ever watched a horse race? You probably have. I know I enjoy the Kentucky Derby. I watch all the three main, horse races. Now life's a little bit different, so I don't know what horse races we'll be watching this year. But the horses run with blinders on. And there's a reason for that. Not just to, keep them steady and focused. That's one big reason. But you see, they can be easily distracted. And the jockey only has so much control over the horse. In a split second, that horse can decide to what? Change course. And what's going to happen? They're going on a different route. That's going to really cause some havoc on the race course. And it's also going to cause havoc for the health of the jockey and the safety of the jockey. Now look at that into your own life. When you're running a race, if you're always looking side to side, what's happening? We've got to be running with blinders on. That's the best way. If you can find yourself looking side to side, that's okay when you look at others. However, you have to be looking at them because you are encouraging them and cheering them on, not because you're getting distracted, not because you're watching them, seeing if you're doing better, if they're doing better than you. You want to encourage and cheer them on. Now, what about if you're looking backwards? The view should be from the perspective of how far you've come. Running with blinders on allows you what? To stay the course, to not get off track. I mean, if a horse gets off track, we can definitely get off track. And we've got to be strategic and intentional with what we do, with every single step that we take. Because when that momentum gets going, what happens? Oh yeah, you don't want to be running the wrong direction with a lot of momentum because you're going to go down hard and fast. So you got to keep your eyes on the prize. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Keep your eyes on the prize. That's your dream. What is it that you really want to go after? Maybe you've had a lot of time to think about it lately. You're not doing what you normally do, which actually is creating a new normal. You have that opportunity right now to create your now. It's not about thinking, oh, maybe one day it will happen. No, start today. Keep your eyes on the prize. So what does that look like in real life? How can we apply this horse race idea of being a horse and having the blinders on. What keeps us headed in the right direction? Well, number one, you got to create your desire to win. You got to rejuvenate your passion. Maybe it has escaped you for a while. Maybe you're like, I just haven't put a lot of time into it. Marriage. Oh, wait, kids, multiple kids. And then wait, a move or two. And then now this huge, what do we call it, quarantine? You got to create your desire to win. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says this, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?" Run in such a way as to get the prize. Now, that doesn't mean running faster is always better, right? You know the whole thing about the hare and the turtle. Yeah, that's the rabbit and the turtle. I always thought growing up hare, I'm like, hare? Yeah, that's funny. It's hare. No, hare is in a rabbit hare and a turtle, right? It's not always how fast you go, but it's to continue to keep going. You got to create that desire to win. You got to keep your eye on the prize. So what are you doing to keep that dream alive, to keep it ignited within you? You got to keep that spark going because yes, actually, it can go out. Now, I do believe you can resurrect it, but right now we're looking at saying, no, I just want to keep this alive within me because you might be in a season where you can't fully dedicate yourself to your dream. And guess what? That's okay. Whatever you're looking and reaching for. Or maybe you're like, yeah, I can do it part-time. I can do it in between children. We all have different seasons. So you have to look at the season that you're in and create your desire to win. Number two, exercise rigorous discipline. Don't you love that word, rigorous? That's so hard to say. It's not one that you hear, but you've got to have rigorous discipline. You've got to renew your commitments. To whom? Yourself. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says this, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training." Are you training for life so you can love your journey? Are you keeping your eyes on the prize? Are you saying, you know what? I may not be exactly where I'm supposed to be, but I know I can keep taking that next step because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I got this. And yeah, it may take 1 million steps to get you to the next goal. But if that's that much closer to where you want to be, isn't it worth that 1 million steps? Of course it is. Think about boiling water. Water boils at 212 degrees. So when the water is sitting there at 211 degrees, it doesn't boil. But man, when it hits 212, it is boiling. That 1 degree of difference. That's the rigorous part in discipline. It's that 1 degree. Are you willing to give that 1 degree of effort, that strict training? Train for life. Love your journey. It is a journey. You got to keep going with it. But you've got to be willing to have this rigorous discipline to get you to where you want to go. Create your desire to win. Exercise your rigorous discipline. And number three, focus on the direction. Redirect your efforts. You want to go in the right direction, correct? Then why sit here and flounder in an area that you're not supposed to be in? Why look side to side? Why do you think the horses wear the blinders? To keep them what? Focused in the right direction. Have you noticed all of the main key words, desire, discipline, direction? In Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14, there's a section that says, "But I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means, I do not count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward. Are you being called to continue to run, even though you might be tired? Even though you may have little kids pulling on you and tugging at you? God may be telling you, girl, you got a story within you. Man, I've got big entrepreneurial plans for you, but you have to be willing to take that step. You have to be willing to focus on the direction that I am leading, meaning God that's leading. He wants to redirect you, but sometimes, man, you can be so stubborn. My friend, why? Why would you want to hold yourself back from who you are created to be? For fear? Because you don't know where you're headed? Yeah, I know it's scary. But guess what? Life is an adventure. It's time for you to train for life and love your journey. It's time for you to trust, because you see, think about this. If most people drive their cars like the way they live their lives, they would never leave their driveway. There's a risk involved in living out what God has in store for you. There is a risk. And that means you have to be willing to say, okay, Lord, you point me in the direction and I'll go. I may not like it. I may complain, but I will go. Desire, discipline, direction. You know, one thing that everyone wants is to win well. Determination is the price of success. And that determination will come from your everyday actions and thoughts. It's the little things that count. It's the little things that add up. It's the little things that will keep you in the race. So what are you doing today to run the race of your life? Have you even given it any thought? If you're sitting here going, Christiane, I am battling some health stuff and I know what I need to do, but man, it's hard. Yeah, it is hard. Change is hard. Whether it's your mindset, whether it's your actions, whether it's just your everyday inside outside talk. You know that self-talk when you get up in the morning, you're like, oh my gosh, you see all those wrinkles. What were you looking at, girl? And all of the stuff you allow to come in, comments, looks, meaning somebody, a stranger can give you a look and you're like, oh my gosh. And all of a sudden you take yourself down this rabbit hole. Yeah, remember the turtle and the hare? Uh-huh, yeah, the rabbit hole. It's not about always how fast you run, but how are you running your race? Are you willing to run the race of your life? If you've got that health challenge, then what? Think about it. Your desire. Do you want to live? That's got to be a pretty big desire. Yeah, I want to live. I'm going to be a grandma, right? Somebody was asking me that. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a grandma. In the fall, I want to live. Then that means I need to take the steps necessary. Then you look at it, well, discipline, okay. What does that look like? I just need to make sure I'm doing something every single day. And I need to check it off. And if I have to physically check it off in a notebook, then I physically check it off. If I need somebody to hold me accountable, then I get my girlfriend or my mom or my child and say, look, I need you to hold me accountable to this every single day. And then wait, direction. Okay, where's my next step? How do I keep moving forward to continue to maintain my health? What does that look like? What is that journey for this season of life? That's just breaking it down one way. You can look at it for writing a book. You can look at it for starting a business. You can look at it for raising your child. You can look at it for your relationship and your marriage. What is it for you? What race in your life are you running? Or are you running a race that's running you away from where you're supposed to be going? A lot of us fall into that. we're running away instead of running toward. If you're going to keep your eyes on the prize, that means you have to be willing to run toward it, not away from it. You're not turning back. You're going forward. It's a forward motion. It's the little things that count over and over again, building what? Consistency. You can do absolutely anything. Fill in the blank. But you got to set your mind to it. That's the big part we forget all the time. And you're like, oh, I set my mind to it. And then I give up in the next day or in 2 weeks or life happens or what is your or? You have got to realize how incredible you are. You have to realize that God has got some really big dreams for your life. And I'm sure already you have experienced incredible blessings that you're very grateful for. But God's saying, the best is yet to come. I've got more. But you've got to be willing to keep your eyes on the prize. Where am I directing you? Because you've got to stick with me. Desire, discipline, direction, determination. Are you ready to run the race of your life? Sign me up. Or would you rather run away? I really want you to think about that today. Because with everything that is happening, maybe you need to have a serious chat, some self-talk, and say, you know what? I don't know. What would I love to do? What have I been putting off for me, for my family? What does God want for my life? What race does He want me to run? Did you ever think that you signed up for the wrong race? Think about it. Maybe you're not supposed to run the Boston Marathon. Maybe you're supposed to run the New York Marathon. Which one in life are you signed up for? Are you trying to control everything? Or are you letting God direct you? And are you saying, I'm signed up there. I'm ready. Desire, discipline, direction, determination. God, you got me. And I know I'm going to fall, but I'm going to get back up. Now understand this. There is a huge caution sign flashing right now. You've got to understand this. You're wearing your blinders on, right? Your focus should only be you. Remember, the competition is 100% you. Look in the mirror. Look at your reflection. What do you see? You can't be mad at your spouse because you're not doing what you want to do. Yes, it may not be the perfect season. You may not be able to go all in. But that doesn't mean that you let what God wants you to do die. Because sometimes we think, oh, well, if it's not easy, it's not meant to be. Mm-mm, that's not how it's going to be. If you read that in the manual somewhere, you have misinterpreted it. There has been no promise that anything in our life will ever be easy. Anything worth having takes hard work. It takes discipline, desire, direction, determination. You build consistency. You take one step at a time to lead you to miles of greatness that God has in store for you. But if you're sitting here trying to control it, you're not going to go very far. So ask yourself, am I running the race I want to run? Or am I running the race that God wants me to run? Where am I heading? And once would you realize that, okay, I got my blinders on. I'm set. I've got the desire, the discipline, the direction, the determination. And I know the only competition is myself. and I'm getting out of the way because I know I am ready. God has prepared me to run the race of my life. Are you ready to put on your blinders today? Are you ready to run that race? It's exciting. It's an adventure. But you can give up too. Now, if you're saying, Christiane, this is not my season. This is really not where I'm supposed to be. Great, then ask God where you're supposed to be. Because I promise you, there's always a race to run. Always. And one race leads to the next. Hence, it's a journey of many races. It's not just one. But you have to start with the first to get to the next, to get to the next. Go out today. Go out with absolute vigor and joy and determination, saying, you know what? If God's got me, I'm ready to run the race of my life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.